The $750,000, the Goodwood, is run at Morfordville on Saturday. And the first thing I noticed when I looked at the final field with barriers was that the two biggest names in the race have drawn side by side in the car park. And one of them is Booker, who's drawn barrier 15. And her trainer, her co-trainer, is Simon Zara. G'day, Simon.
Morning, Matty.
Yeah, when I saw 16 for Sprite, I thought, well, that's not too bad because she'll get back and fly home. But then 15 for Booker, it probably presents a slightly more awkward scenario for the on-pacer. What was your reaction when you saw the barrier?
Typical.
But the cat got kicked.
Yeah, I think he drew 14 in the opening play this year and 17 in the opening play last year. So we're sort of used to drawing the gates with her by that. But you know, we just have to let her find her feet, and you know, if we're sort of midfield a bit better with a bit of cover, that's probably ideal for her. Gets plenty of room, so you know the cards are dealt. Now it's up to Dwayne.
I guess, as you say, she's got a pretty good history from wide gates in feature races.
Yeah, I think with her, when she draws in, and she's drawn in the Newmarket twice, drawn inside twice, and failed twice. So I'm not sure there's a lot to it, but I just think when she's able to come out wide and just work her way into her placing, I think she's better than trying to hold a spot and the pressure on from the word go. So it's not the end of the world, but you know, it would have been nice to draw 8 or 9 and just lob there. But you know, Dwayne's accustomed to Morfordville and knows the mare pretty well. So you know, I'm confident he'll give her a good ride.
Oakley Plate winner, 56.5 off the 53 minimum. Not the strongest Goodwood I've ever seen. You've probably got Sprite and one or two others to look at. She's come off a seemingly flat run on the Newmarket, but freshen up. Well, how do you assess the overall challenge for Booker in the Goodwood?
Yeah, well, she didn't air the Newmarket that well, so there's probably a few excuses. So we just sent her out the farm for 3 weeks, and she's really bounced off that. She's had two really good jump outs, and the history tells you that with her that her first up and second up runs are her best, so she's better off early on in her campaign. She's been at Morfordville before, just got beaten there, and look, I think she'll run huge. As you said, it looks a winnable Goodwood this year. With you know, there's no massive standout. I think we've beaten the toppie in the Oakley Plate before as well. So look, if she's at her best, she's definitely going to be hard to beat.
Terrific, good on you, Simon.
All right, buddy.